Sorev, Meir Shana, Ve'esrim Shana, Ve'sheva Shonim, Shnei Chayei Sorev. There was the life of Sorev, 100 years, 20 years, 7 years, the years of the life of Sorev. So Rashi, Bavarns, why does the Torah repeat Shnei Chayei Sorev? Kulon Shoven L'Torah. They're all equal in good. So Yaakov Galinsky, in his Sefer, asked the question, how is it possible to say Kulon Shoven L'Torah? That all the years of Sarah Yemenu were equal in good. Were the years, the 90 years that she was childless, were they equal to the 37 years that she had a Yitzchak, that she raised the Yitzchak, that she nurtured him? Is it possible to say that the years that she was Makara of women, Tachas Kanfei Hashchina, were equal to the times when she was kidnapped by Parai and by Avimelech? Is it possible to say that the day Beyond Yigomel Yitzchak, which was mamish, the celebration of a Givaldi in age, that she nursed him for 2 years, was that the same as the time she told Avraham Avinu Chamasi Alecha? How's the Shaykh to say Kulam Shavim L'Tayvim? So Yaakov Galinsky said, I might have mentioned a piece of this at a different time. Yaakov Galinsky said over, he was once riding on a bus from his yeshiva in Chadera to Bnei Brak. The bus was jam-packed. Everywhere, most people had to stand. It was a hot, humid day, very uncomfortable, and people were jittery, and he's standing there, and there's a Haredish Yid near him. He's humming a happy tune to himself. He's even dancing in his place. So Yaakov says, I enjoy Simcha. Simcha is the marker for all good things. So I smile at him. Person tells me, I'm on my way to my nephew's chasen in Bnei Brak. So I feel the Simcha ready now. So Galinsky said, that's the key, that's the aside of how a person has to live his life. A lot of troubles down here, a lot of misyoyness, a lot of hardships, a lot of disturbances. But if a person looks at his life as I'm on my way to a chasana up there, the Gemara says in Masechtas Ma'akotin that people, Shomrei Torah and Mitzvos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dances with them like the Simcha V'Kala Chadasha. If a person lives his life, that this is just, Haskin Atzmuch of the Praise Declaration, Dikonos L'Trachle. I'm on my way to a chasana, and this is just a temporary place, and you can already feel the Simcha now. That's the key that a person should be with Simcha down here. He says, that's the pshat by Sarim Yemenu, Kulon Shogun L'Tayfa. Yet it was fair times. Of course, very difficult times. Of Lamaise, she saw the entire picture. She saw that right now she was on a shlichus for the purpose of going to a chasana. So she was already able to feel the Simcha down here. And he says, a Mori de Kipshat in the Gemara Masechtas Tainus. Gemara Masechtas Tainus says, Rubroike Chuzah. There's a Gemara Tainus Chavdezim et Aleph. Rubroike Chuzah, he used to meet Eliyahu Hanavi every now and then. So one time he was in the Shuk de Beilaft. He was in a marketplace and he meets Eliyahu Hanavi. And he asked Eliyahu Hanavi, is there anybody here that's a Ben Olam Haba? Eliyahu Hanavi looks around, doesn't see anybody. All of a sudden there was this one person that came. He was a prison warden, and he used to keep the men and the women apart. And he used to save women, Yiddish women, from being pried upon by Goyim. Well, you all know, he said he's a Ben Olam Haba. For Breuker went to ask him what he does, and he told. Then two other people came into the marketplace, and he says, those two are also Ben Olam Haba. So he ran over and asked him, what do you do? He says, we're jesters, we're jokers, clowns. We're Mesameach people that are down in the dumps, and we make shalom between people that are in arguments. These are the only three Ben Olam Haba in the whole marketplace. So the Mefarshim ask a kasha, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik L'Olam Haba. How could it be that in the entire marketplace they were all Rishon? You see in the Masechta Sanhedrin there's Rishon that Chazal and the Machloikis, do they have a Chelik L'Olam Haba or not? And over here there was not one person Bishuk of the Beilaf, there was a Ben Olam Haba, only these three people, what's the pshat? So the Mefarshim say, Rav Yaakov says this as well in his Sefer, there's a Chilik between a person that has a Chelik in Olam Haba, or to a person that's a Ben Olam Haba. He asked him, is there anybody here that's a Ben Olam Haba? Everybody has a Chelik in Olam Haba. Yes, but that means that they're going to get their Chelik over there. Down here, they have no shyness to it. He wanted to know, are they b'nei olam haba, that are already living their life down here, is if they feel their mission and they feel already that they have that olam haba. So we all know he pointed to these three people. What was so special about these three people? These were not the chavdik jobs. They were not pleasant jobs. They were not good jobs. You could imagine two clowns. People make fun of them always. They're not rishi shivas. They're not rabbanim. They're not, you know, people don't look at them as being big tamei dechachamim. They do their job v'amun ufavos. They don't worry about the kavod down here. They already feel the simcha v'olam haba. They're b'nei olam haba down here. That's already a rarity. To be a ben olam haba, that's already a totally different vel. That was trapped by Sarah Imenu. She was a bas olam haba. She was already living olam haba down here. So all the disturbances was garnished in comparison to what the entire picture represented. But it's a maridike lesson in life that a person that realizes I'm doing the right thing, I'm a shaymitai remitzvahs, I'm being mekayim the shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if he already thinks and he envisions what that life of olam haba will be, then the disturbances down here are just mere disturbances. She'll do it at the Chofetz Chaim a couple of times, come upon him in his life. Once Lamarshal, the poverty in the house was neir of olam. You know, his business, that had a business, had a small grocery store. His wife kept with the Chofetz Chaim's chumras. It was impossible to make a profit. It didn't bring in much, you know, money into the house. They were poor like anything. And the grocery had to be, once they had enough money for the week, they had to close the grocery store because they didn't want to take away from anybody else. There were shilas, did they weigh enough salt or whatever? Used to go around giving back salt to everybody because of a shock that the scale wasn't good. It was not shy to make a profit. They finally had to close it down. But Lamaisa, his Rebbetzin once came crying to him. He's sitting and learning, the Rebbetzin comes crying. They couldn't afford bread, that was upgeret. But at least he was able to afford a couple of frutas to pay the baker for the scrapings of the pan that she used to serve the family. But then they couldn't afford even that. The baker says, there's other people offering me money and they'll pay me on the spot. I can't do business like this. So they couldn't even afford the scrapings of the pan. She came crying to the Chofetz Chaim. So Chofetz Chaim gave a clap on the table. He's talking to the Sotan. He said, Sotan. He says, you think you're going to take me away from my Gemara? And I'm telling you right now, you're not going to be much later. And he saw this as a Meister Sotan. In other words, he felt for his wife and he felt for his children. But he knew he had to talk and things are going to get better. And they did get better. You don't hear that anybody in the Chofetz Chaim's Mishpacha, you know, went starving. There was another time, he was holding by putting out one of the Chalok in the Mishnah Brura. And had a terrible tragedy, an anical, a kala. She was a couple of weeks before the chasana, and she got sick. All of a sudden, she was nifter. This family was shattered. And again, he gave that memory. He says, Sultan, you think you're going to take me away from putting out my sword, and I'm telling you, you're not going to be masliach. Means he saw his mission. I'm on a mission. And any distraction, he looked at it as a zaitig, a distraction. So then, Kulam shavim l'tayva, then all the years are shavim l'tayva. L'tayich l'tzara is, sometimes we're tzara, sometimes we're happier moments. It's kulam shavim l'tayva, because the Chofetz Chaim already felt that olam haba down here. That's shat ben olam haba. Rashi asks, Loma nismach ha-parshas mises sara l'parshas ha-akeva. Why is the parish of the tira of sara right next to the parish of the akeva? So Rashi, l'fisha ha-idei besuras ha-akeva. She heard from the Satan that Yitzchok Avinu was almost geshach, ukemak, shalai nishchad, so parcha nishmasa mimena, and she was nifter. So the Svarim ask a question. What's the pshat? Avraham Avinu was able to be oimid ben Nesayim. Sarah Imenu was greater than Avraham Avinu in the Gua. So how is it that she was not able to withstand the Nesayim? As I pregnant the Svarim. So one of the answers given is, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends an Nesayim, he sends the siyat of the Shmai to the Oymid bin Nesayim. He says, Avraham Avinu, this was one of his Nesayimus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the siyat of the Shmai to the Oymid bin Nesayim. By Sari Imenu, this was not meant as one of her Nesayimus. The Satan, he pulled the trick, whatever, you know, to to show that the Akedah was a Goyim of her Misa, but that was not her in the sign. Ashel if he said that Ravon Yisrael did not give that special siyata to Shmaya, and Mimela, she was Nifter. This is why Chazal say that a person should never bring himself Lidei Nisayim. If an Nisayim is sent Min HaShemayim, Mimela they send the siyata to Shmaya to be able to withstand the Nisayim. But if a person creates the Nisayim for himself, that does not come along with the siyata to Shmaya, and Mimela, he's not Zoichet to that siyata to Shmaya. Without the Swarm of Masvid is a Gemara in Ksugas, Pelodiki Gemara. The Gemara says, Hanani Mishol Vazariah. The Moish and Ephesh, they died Al Kiddush Hashem, they didn't want to bow down to the Tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar. And they went into the furnace, it was a Mardiki Kiddush Hashem Shemayim Mamish, like by Avraham Avinu. Zogun Chazal, Ilin, Ilmoi Nagde, which Hanani Mishol Vazariah, if they would have tortured them, then they would have bowed down to the Tzelem. It sounds like from Chazal, they're like minimizing the godless of Hanani Shalvazar. Yeah, to die on the spot, you know, okay, that they were able to do. But had they been tortured, that already they wouldn't be able to withstand. Why are Chazal minimizing the godless of Hanani Shalvazar? This they were able to handle. Chazal was trying to tell us that a person is able to be Amid bin Asayin with the Siyat of the Shmai that he's given for their particular Asayin. Their Asayin was to give up their lives. L'shem Hashem. The Nisayim was not to be tortured, L'shem Hashem. And the male, for that, they wouldn't have had the Siyata Dishmaya. A person's given the Siyata Dishmaya for the special Nisayim that he is given. But for a different kind of Nisayim, they would not have been able to be Aymanah. Had that been their Nisayim, they would have been given Siyata Dishmaya for that Nisayim. There's a fact that the Shkolana Rebbe, they say over with the Alta Shkolana Rebbe, when he was still in Russia, behind the Iron Curtain, so he was an average Torah, he was Moshe Nefesh for Torah. And the communists put him in prison. They took away his glasses, they wanted to took away his yarmulke. He was in this little cubicle. And he felt very much down in the dumps. You know, he put his hand over his head, he should be able to daven. And he started saying Baruch Shama. He says, Baruch Shama, he says, Baruch Goyzer Umekayim. So he was thinking to himself, why is this a praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He makes a gzeira and he's a kind of gzeira. You know, that shows there's only midas hadin and not rachmanis. She says, oi, that's not the pshat. Baruch Goyzer and Mekayim Hashem puts a gzeira on a person, umekayim, and he gives him the siyata, the shmaya, to be able to be mekayim throughout the gzeira. That's the pshat. And that gave him an added simcha, an added strength. And Taka shortly afterwards, Lamais, he got out of prison. Of a Baruch Goyzer Mekayim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives an Nisayin, Mekayim, he also gives the Siyat and the Shmaya that the person should be able to withstand the Nisayin. Chazal say, and Rashi brings this down, the fact that the Torah is Mayrich by the Hussein with the Ezer, Yavis, Yichos, and Shalav, the Yavis, Miteros, and Shalbonim. The plain, simple Sicha, the plain, simple talk, of the Avodim of the Ovis is more harsher than the Torah of the later generations. Why? Because later on in the Torah is very frugal with the words. From one word you can learn out Kama Halachas. From one extra word. From a letter you learn out Halachas. And the Torah is very frugal, very, you know, exact in what it says. And over here, the Torah is Mayrich, the conversation between Avraham and Eliezer. Then Eliezer repeats the whole conversation over again. Again the Torah says it. Because Yafa Sichas and Shalav the Avis. What is so special about the Sichas? And numerous Svarim say different things. Rav Chatzka Lemerstein Zatzalim say, Piyad Yecheskel, he says, that there's a Moedika lesson that we could learn from Eliezer regarding our Avedis Hashem. Chazal say that Eliezer had a daughter of his own. And he was Meramis to Avraham Avinu, that maybe you want to be Meshach yourself with me. If he made such a suggestion, obviously Eliezer, who is Damesek Eliezer, he was the Rosh Yeshiva, Doilu Mashke Mitairus Rabbi Lacheren. He made a cheshmen, it's a Tsugapasta Shiva. My daughter's a Tsnua, she's a Baalos Maishim Taitim. He obviously had Oiske cheshmen, she's perfect for Yitzchok, and Yitzchok's perfect for her. To which Avraham Avinu says, not going to be a good Shiva. Ato Oru, you come from Kinaan, that says Oru Kinaan, Ubni Baruch, the Orem is David Baruch. you imagine the tremendous disappointment that Eliezer felt at that moment? Here he's Mishamish Avraham Avinu and Eved Naaman. He says over his Torah to hundreds, to thousands of people, Mamish Mishamish the Mesiris Nefesh. But I'm not good enough that my daughter should marry him, or my daughter's Taket Tzadekis. So what should his attitude have been? He should have turned around and said, I'm gonna go find the Shidduch Yitzchak, but my daughter's not good enough. That should have been the natural reaction. But if you see his whole Hanhagya, the Gantz Hanhagya, how when he leaves, he davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rabbeinu Shem Hakmono Lefonai, Echbet, please, and he davens with a full Mesiris Nefesh. He's a Zoritz B'Malachdai. He wants to get the thing done and get right back, because as the Mepharshim say, he didn't want his Negias to play a role in ruining the Shidduch. See, I'm not going to see a person that went through tremendous disappointment. The FLP came. I'm an Eved. I have to do my Malacha. And he goes by and does that Malacha. That's a lesson to all of us. A lot of times in life, we don't get what we want. We have expectations. We have hopes. And a lot of times, we're disappointed. We have to have total betachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our avodim. An Eved accepts that what the Master gives him. And in the long run, it's really better. What happened? What was the end result of Eliezer Eved Avraham? First of all, Chazal say he turned from an Orer into a Baruch. You see that when he came to Bisuel, they said, Boy Baruch Hashem. Until now he was an Eved. He came to be Mekayim the Shlichus. He turned into a Baruch Hashem. If he'd appeared in Rebbe Elazar, Avraham Avinu was Meshachar Eliezer. He mamish became a Ben Chayrin afterwards. So you see, mamish, he gained this freedom because he was so mevatel. To his master, he reached the tachlis of what an Eved Kanani has to reach. So he ended up reaching his tikkun, and now he became a free person. So b'shas ma'isa, he had a mura. He didn't question, and he wasn't boyek b'rabbi. The end result was he became a ben chayim. Interesting ma'isa. Chaim Volozhiner had a daughter, and he had a Talmud that he held very much that he wanted for his daughter. His name was Rehillel Fried. Rav Hillel Fried was the Rav, was the son of the Haradna Rav, who had already been Nifter. And he was in Shidduchim, and Rav Chaim wanted very much to take him as a son-in-law. So the Rebbetz, the Haradna Rebbetzin, was once visiting her son in Volozhin. Rav Chaim tells his Rebbetzin to read the Shidduch. So the Rebbetzin suggested the Shidduch to the Haradna Rebbetzin, and under no uncertain terms, he said, Loi mitan alef. She doesn't want this. Why? I don't know. Okay. She gets up to leave, and she gets on her wagon, and she rides home. One of the wheels fell off, and the wagon crashed, and she hurt herself. When they fixed up the wagon, she told the wagon driver, go right back to Volozhin. She goes to Reb Chaim, and she says, I know why this ma'isa happened, because you might have had a peida, but I'm still telling you, I don't want the shidduch. Finished. Good. Reb Chaim said, good, fine, goodbye, and she went home. A year later, Reb Chaim's Rebbetzin had to be in Haradna for some simcha or whatever. So Reb Chaim suggested again to the Rebbetzin, suggest the shidduch again. So she suggested the shidduch. And Reb Chaim said to one of the Bnei Bayis, he says, at this moment, my Rebbetzin and the Haradna Rebbetzin are drinking a L'chaim to the Shidduch. So when the Rebbetzin came home, she asked him, how did you know that? She was so adamant. She was so bitkeeper. She doesn't want the Shidduch. What made you think she's going to change her mind? So he said, there's a Mishnah in Ovid that says, Batel Ritzoncha Mibnei Ritzonai. Be mevatel your rotzen for the rotzen of Hashem. Kedei she yevatel rotzen acherim v'nei rutzeinecha. So the girl I wanted the shidduch very much. She said no, but I wasn't in the kabbalah yet. I was hoping still. But then when she came and she said no with such a tekifah, she said no, it's not Hashem, finished. And I was mevatel my das HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I meant mamish b'leiv sholem, I'm accepting what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what his decision is. Why later? I was thinking to myself, I nice was about to like my das, maybe take it. She changed her mind also. You know, when you're about to your das, that's what this Baruch Hu, either you see the bracha in this thing itself, or the bracha comes in a different way. However, we have to accept what HaKadosh Baruch Hu places upon us, and the decide of is we're in good hands. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's best for us better than we ourselves know. I could be made and should have for my own kids. Had I left it up to my own das, numerous shidduchim would have been ruined. You know, because I thought that I, I thought I knew what I was doing. So if that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided otherwise, Baruch Hashem. You know, and my narishkeit weren't mekuyim. You have to let HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, run your life for you. There's a Mordechai Yosef over here. Avraham Avinu told Eliezer, Simno yotcha tachas yirechi, va'ashbiacho v'ashem elokei ha'shamayim v'elokei ha'oretz. And I will make you make a shvur in the name of Hashem, the God of Shemayim, the God of Oretz. Later on, Eliezer says, Ulai lo yisayv ha'isha l'lechas acharei. What happens? If she doesn't want to come after me, what should I do? So Avraham Avinu says, Hashem, elokei ha'shamayim, asher l'kochani mi'beizobi me'ez mer'ladati, Tetra, who yishlach malachi l'fanach? So Rashi asks, why was it in the beginning when Avraham Avinu said, Simna yotcha v'ashbiacha v'ashem elokei ha'shamayim, v'lokei ha'aretz? And then, when Eliezer asks, what happens if she doesn't want to go? He just called him Hashem elokei ha'shamayim. So Rashi says, when he first took me out, me beisov, he was only Hashem elokei ha'shamayim, because the people down here were not mocked who he was. But after he took me out, I spread his word amongst the Briyas, the word of Hashem, then he became Hashem elokei ha'shamayim v'lokei ha'aretz. So start to the Shaila. Hashem doesn't change just because people are makrim or they're not makrim. Hashem is not elokei ha'aretz because people don't recognize it. He's elokei ha'aretz because the people didn't know it. So what's the pshat? Originally he was only elokei ha'shamayim. He only became elokei ha'aretz when I spread the word of Hashem to others. That changes the mitzvah of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. So I saw Shlomo Volba says a big yisayi. That Mrs. the Baal Shem says it in his own way. Says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to us the way we act to him. If we make HaKadosh Baruch Hu part of our lives, and he's mamish on a daily basis, we think about him, and we ask and we talk to him, and we thank him for the things he gives us. So then the Shechina is down here, and the Hashgach is Neir Revayim. But if we ignore Hashem, and we totally forget that he's in our lives, then that's what Klal Yisrael experiences as their partner, and that's when we don't see that horror of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zikr in potential, Hashem is always Hashem Elokei Ha'aretz. He created the world, he's Mashgiach Behester Panim. But if we want to be able to see that Hashgachet, we have to act to him like he's part of our lives all the time. That's the famous word from the Baal Shem Tov, Hashem Tzilcha. Hashem is like your shadow. The way your shadow moves is the same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way we have a relationship with Hashem, we daven to him for every little thing, and we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every little thing. Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem acts with us that same way. So look at Chilo, when the name of Hashem was not Murgul B'fi Abriyas, he was okay Aretz, but it was not out in the open. Potentially he was okay Aretz. It was only after Avraham Avinu was Murgul B'fi Abriyas, then the Shechina came down here, and then you were mamish able to see the Hashgach of Hashem, and then he became okay Aretz. There's a very nice shot here. I saw from the Ber Mayim Chaim. Vayikru l'Rivka. They called Rivka after Eliezer Eved Avram gives his whole speech. Vayikru l'Rivka. They called Rivka. Vayomru Eleha. They said to her, Haselchi ema ish hazeh. You want to go with this man? Vatimer Eleh. She says, yes, I will go. So Rashi, Eleh me'atzmi. I'll go on my own. Even if you don't want me to go, I'm going to go anyway. So the Ber Mayim Chaim asks a question. This doesn't sound like Rivka Imenu. Rivka was a tznua. She was, the midah anovah. She was edel. So to talk back like that to her mother and to her older brother, I'm going regardless of whether you allow me to or not. What's the Shabbosai pastas for Rivka? She says, I'm married to Kipshat. Rivka wasn't saying it in a chutzpidik way. He said like this, you see, man, Hashem Yotzah HaDavar, Besua, her father, tried being Makir the Shidduch. Boom, he died. She says, I'm going to end up going anyway, whether you like it or not, because if you're going to be Makir the Shidduch, right, then the same thing's going to happen to you. So I'm anyway going to go whether you like it or not. So you might as well let me go now. She was talking with logic over here. Take a look at what happened to Besuel. Heretz is Mashen Yotzah Adover, and whoever's going to be Ma'akiv is going to end up not having their opinion followed. So you might as well let me go Meretzayichem, and that way it won't have to be against your will. Those of the Be'er Ma'am Chaim, a very nice word. There's, Pasuk says, by Yiviyahu Yitzchak Ha'ehela, and Yitzchak brought her to the tent of Sora Imai, by Yikach HaSrivka, by Tehi Loi Le'isha. He took Rivka, and she was to him for a wife. The Targum Unkelus brings down over here that Yitzchak brought her in to the dwelling place of the Chaza he saw. Her maisim were just as pure as the maisim of Sarah, the nos of Yosrivka, and then he married her. In other words, it says by Yivyaz Yisrael, he was first boyfriend. He didn't marry her right away. He wanted to see what her actions, what her midas. When he saw she lived up to the standards of Sarah Imenu, it's only then that he took her. So the Briskera points out a married the Gazach over here. The pasuk right before this, it says, "By Yisaper Ha'evet LeYitzchak as Kol Hadvar Masher Asim." He told him over everything, the whole story of what happened. So Rashi, he was megalot him all the nisim that were done. Shekov Tzoloi Ha'aretz, Yad Kvitzes Haderech, to Aram Narayim, that Rivka came right away because of his tefila. Eight nisim that were over here. Number one, Yad Kvitzes Haderech. Number two, right after his tefila, Rivka showed up immediately. Number three, it was exactly in the oifen that he asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Naira that's going to say, let me give you to drink. It happened exactly the way he said. Number four, he saw that the water came up towards Rivka. That was an ace. Another ace that happened was that Lovin came out to kill him. So the Medrash says HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted him up on top of the Be'er and Lovin wasn't able to reach him. Besuel, that wanted to be Ma'akiv, the Shidduch died on the spot. So many, many nisim over here. The Afal Pi came, even after Eliezer, by Yisaper, with Yitzchok, it's called Asherasa, even after all the nisim, Yitzchok was not yet convinced. Yitzchok first took her in, and Yitzchok first had to be by the Karmaisim. Do the Midas live up to the standards of Sari Yimein? So, Dr. Briskera, you don't make a Shidduch just like that. And hocus pocus on Nisim. Nisim could happen through Chaychas Atunah, Nisim could happen through other Sivas. Says Yitzchok Avinu was not saying up with this Shidduch on Nisim. Yitzchok Avinu, the only way you could convince him is when he saw, like the Targum Unkelus says, that her actions were equal to her Maisim were equal to the actions of Sari Imenu, it was only then that he was asking to the Shidduch. I go to Shabbos. Yeah.